How much had Digigore changed him? I could not imagine him ever being anything but doer, taciturn, remorseless, and pitiless, even as a toddler. Goblin, I noted, was doing that thing he did lately where he watched me from the corner of his eye while pretending to do something else. What were he and One Eye looking for? The runt held his hands out.
Fire feels good.
Chapter 15. Paranoia has become our way of life. We have become the new Nguyen Bao. We trust no one. We let no one outside the Black Company know what we are doing until we are sure what the response will be. In particular, we prefer keeping the Prabhrindra Dra and his sister, the Radisha Dra, our employers, way back there in the deep, dark shadows. They are not to be trusted at all, ever, except to serve their own closest interests. I smuggled my prisoners into the city and hid them in a warehouse near the river. A company-friendly Shadar fish place, possessed of a very distinctive air. My men scattered to their families or someplace where they could drink beer. I was satisfied. With one quick, nasty stab, we had decimated the surviving deceiver leadership. We almost got that fiend Narayan Singh. I got within spitting distance of Croker's baby. In all honesty, I could report that she seemed all right. Tide knocked the prisoners to their knees, wrinkled his nose. "You're right," I agreed. "But this place don't stink half as bad as your swamp does." Taglios claims the River Delta, but the Nguyen Bao disagree. Tai Day grunted. He could take a joke as well as the next guy. He does not look like much. He is a foot shorter than I am. I outweigh him by 80 pounds, and I am far prettier. He has crudely cropped black hair that sticks out in unkempt spikes. Skinny, lantern-jawed, taciturn, and surly. Tai Day is entirely unappetizing. But he does his job. A Shadar fishmonger brought the captain to us. Croker was getting old. We were going to have to call him boss or chief or something. You cannot call the captain the old man, once he's really old, can you? He was dressed like a Shadar cavalryman, all turban, beard, and plain gray clothing. He eyed Tai Day coolly. He did not have a Nguyen Bao bodyguard himself. He loathed the idea, despite his having to disguise himself whenever he wanted to walk the streets alone. Bodyguards are not traditional. Croker is stubborn about company traditions. Hell, the Shadow Master's officers all employ bodyguards. Some have several. They cannot survive without them. Tai Day reflected Croker's gaze impassively, unimpressed by the presence of the great dictator. He might say, "He is one man, I am one man. We begin even." Croker examined my prizes.
"Tell it." I told it.